A forklift unloads pallets of more than 1,000 brown boxes from a semi-truck at the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry as snow falls in constant motion.
You got 2 pallets here? Yep. Well, I'll put it.
Each box has more than 30 pounds of food.
So we have apples, onions, potatoes, looks like some kind of cheese, milk.
Once they're completely offloaded, volunteers in bright orange bibs with orange flags wave the long line of cars through the parking lot.
We'll have you go all the way to the front, all the way up to the front. Thank you.
The cars are split into two lines as they pull up next to pallets of big brown boxes full of food with their tailgates open.
Just you? Okay.
Operations assistant Courtney Smith knew this snow wouldn't be enough to keep volunteers away.
I know. Aren't we excited for this? It is. It's super fun. We love it. We work hard and fast.
It also didn't stop people who needed the food from coming. When I arrived at the food pantry around 8:30, cars were lined up down Coon Street and onto Newell Street alongside the cemetery.
Cars were lined up at 6:45.
This is the first Feeding America truck to arrive at the pantry in 2021. Last year, it got 23 semi-loads totaling more than 416,000 pounds of food, all distributed to local families. Those truckloads put Rhinelander Area Food Pantry's total food distribution for 2020 at more than 1 million pounds. The trucks are through the federal Farmers to Families program, which was funded through coronavirus aid packages. With the most recent renewal of the program, the food pantry will be able to do the distribution every Thursday in February. The need is clearly there, as Executive Director Guy Hansen says every time the pantry holds one of these distribution days, all the boxes are picked up.
Times, and it seems to work out. About the time we run out, the cars quit coming through, so.
And sun or snow, these volunteers stay out here until the last car comes through and all the boxes go to families that need them. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.